Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host, and today we'll explore how our journey in team collaboration is filled with endearing characters, high-speed plots, and groundbreaking impacts.
All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're diving headfirst into the wild, sometimes crazy world of teamwork.
Ooh, teamwork.
You know those projects where everyone's supposed to be pulling together, rowing in the same direction?
Yeah, in harmony.
But sometimes, let's face it, it feels more like a chaotic tornado.
And more like a twister, yeah.
Now, I know comparing work projects to tornadoes might seem a little dramatic.
A little intense, yeah.
But trust me on this one. We've got this fascinating newsletter from Coaching in Progress, and they use Twisters, the movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
To give us this really insightful analogy for understanding how teams work together. So get ready for some surprisingly insightful lessons from the chaos.
From the eye of the storm.
Exactly. So one of the things that really struck me in this newsletter was the emphasis on persistence.
Oh, absolutely.
They make this point that just like those storm chasers, you know, the ones tracking a twister for days.
Yeah, obsessed.
In teamwork, sometimes those big breakthroughs, they don't just happen overnight. It's about that consistent effort, right?
Yeah, it really is. It's about sticking with it, even when things get tough, you know, because those individual bursts of creativity, those are great, but the real magic, the real synergy.
The real teamwork.
Happens when a team really digs in. Sticks with the problem and builds on each other's ideas over time.
And it's like almost like a snowball effect,
yeah.
Right? One idea sparks another and suddenly
it starts rolling momentum.
Yeah. And the newsletter even uses this awesome visual from meteorology to illustrate this. They talk about these thermal plumes.
Oh, yeah.
That break through stable air.
Like columns of rising air.
Exactly. It's like how a team's persistence can kind of punch through those obstacles and lead to those aha moments. I love that.
Powerful imagery.
It is. Now, speaking of obstacles, there's another point the newsletter made that I found really fascinating. They talk about this thing called the cap in meteorology.
Right, the cap.
Which can actually stop a tornado from forming. It made me wonder if those roadblocks we hit in projects.
Those walls we run into.
Could sometimes actually be a good thing.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. And you know, in a way, they can be. Sometimes limitations can really force a team to get creative, think outside the box.
Right, to find those workarounds.
To discover solutions that they might not have considered otherwise. It's like that saying, necessity is the mother of invention.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a project where everything was going smoothly and then, bam, you hit
a
wall?
You hit a snag, yeah.
And suddenly everyone's got to come together to figure out a new approach.
Pivot.
And you end up with a better solution than you originally planned.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool when you think about it that way.
It is. It is. Constraints can be incredibly focusing.
They can. But what about when those roadblocks feel more like warning signs, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how do we become better storm spotters for potential problems in our projects before they become major issues?
Right. Early detection.
Yeah, exactly. And the newsletter actually compares those storm spotters who predict tornadoes to teams anticipating project challenges. It's about recognizing patterns. Those early warning signs. For example, you might notice that there's like a consistent lack of communication between certain team members. Or maybe the scope of the project starts creeping beyond what you initially planned. And those are patterns worth addressing.
Red flags.
Before they turn into a full-blown crisis. It's like being proactive instead of reactive.
Absolutely. Prevention is better than cure, they say.
Exactly. And, you know, this might seem super obvious.
A classic.
But the newsletter's point about the importance of having a diverse team really hit home for me.
Oh, diversity is key.
They use the example of twisters, you know, with the driver, the meteorologist, the photographer, to show how essential it is to have a team with a variety of skills.
Complementary skills, different strengths.
Yes. And it's not just about having different skill sets, though. It's also about, like, different ways of thinking. Having that diversity of perspectives can lead to much richer brainstorming and problem solving, right?
Absolutely. It's like having different lenses to view the same problem through. You get a more complete picture.
Right. And the newsletter also talks about how we measure success.
Ah, success.
They use the analogy of how a tornado's strength is often rated based on the damage it causes.
Interesting.
Which, you know, got me thinking about how evaluating team success might not always be so straightforward either. Like, it's not just about checking boxes on a to-do list, right?
No, it's about the bigger picture. It's about the impact, the learning, the growth that happens along the way.
Exactly. We need to ask ourselves, did the team grow and learn from this experience? What's the long-term impact of what we accomplished? These are all important factors to consider, you know?
Absolutely. Measuring success is multifaceted.
It is. So to sum it all up, even though teamwork can sometimes feel as unpredictable and as intense as chasing a twister, there are some really valuable lessons we can learn from those storm chasers.
Lessons in resilience, in collaboration, in persistence.
Yeah, exactly. And before we wrap up, I have a question for our listeners.
Okay.
What patterns have you observed in your own team projects? You know, things that might help you predict and navigate potential obstacles in the future.
That's a great question. It's all about reflection and continuous learning.
It is. So keep those insights in mind. And who knows, maybe your next team project will become a whirlwind of success.
A force of nature, in a good way.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay collaborative, and keep chasing those breakthroughs.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.